Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Okay. Brendan, I think we are about to make history. On Come Through Queen, as we discussed in the pre-show, how I think this might be the first time we're covering six shows in one Come Through Queen episode.
It's truly too much.
It's too much, and it's kind of great, too.
I know. Next week, we'll be down to four shows, though, which is perfect.
Four and a half.
Oh, because Secrets revealed.
Yeah. We'll see if there's anything. If there's anything revealed, we'll report it to you.
Yeah.
But obviously, the show on everyone's lips is Vanderpump Rules. We go normally in order from like Sunday through Thursday, but this week we feel like
we need to start
top of show.
Yeah, start with Vanderpump Rules.
Right. Okay. It'd be weird to not. So let's start with that. I guess I want to ask more broadly first. You know, going into it, and we'll get to the meat and bones of the reveal at the end. But going into it, like. Are you satisfied with what we got?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, fine.
I know like a lot of like babies are complaining, but here's the problem.
Oh, okay.
And this has been happening a lot recently.
Mm.
There's a game of telephone that happens in the Bravo fan community.
Sure.
Where one little thing can be said by like someone who's a producer or whatever, and it gets so blown out of proportion that we are waiting for... like a reveal that Tom Sandoval has killed the entire Maloney family and someone has to answer for it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the response to the reunion of someone who like doesn't listen to podcasts or follow anything.
Right.
Like what they think of it.
I'm sure they were like a little gooped and gagged.
They were gooped and gagged. But then I also think like, you almost have to think about it to the next level to be truly gooped and gagged.
Right.
Like I think there's implications to the last 5 minutes that you only get like if you have a full understanding of what's going on.
Well, say more.
We'll get to that. Okay. Let's get to the Raquel coming out. Okay.
I'm coming out.
Hi, Andy. Very hi, Danielle. Kim G, of course.
I know. I need to like, that's the thing I need to start doing more is to like say people's names.
Oh yeah. Say people's names. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm like, am I saying the right thing? You know?
Some of my favorite moments that like stick out are you're a Dementor. You like Harry Potter.
I like Harry Potter.
Raquel Turf confirmed.
Oh my God. Then when they were like going to break, like, I hope he gives you his little rat kisses.
Are you in the camp of people who thought Ariana was too mean?
Okay. I wanted to get to this. You're perfect. I think the general vibe
yeah.
was like so cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone wants to destroy this woman. Like as right. if like she is the greatest, worst criminal
mm-hmm.
of all time.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, let me zoom out a little bit. I think Ariana, we're filming this maybe 3 weeks from the reveal.
Yeah.
Has some right to be angry and upset and saying crazy things.
I think Ariana is in the right here. I think not in the right totally. Like she's obviously intense, but I think she's fine. But when it comes to James and Lala, I'm like,
ugh. Okay. So for me, like Ariana could have been at like a 100 mm-hmm. and she's at 120 for me.
Right.
Right. Like a little too much. And then also you have to like think about like, I don't think, I mean, if it was up to Ariana, she would just have never seen this woman again.
Right.
Or Tom again after that, like sit down.
Most people don't have to go through this.
Yeah. Most people like don't have to have this conversation mm-hmm. for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, if you're going to make, well, no one's making her do anything. Like she's choosing to do this and she's making money off of doing this. And right. that's great for her. But like, if she's going to have to do the whole song and dance, like, yeah, I'm going to be angry. Like, what am I going to like knit a scarf during yeah. this instead? Like, yeah. I'm going to be angry. James and Lala are like insane.
They're actually ruining it for me in a lot of ways, just because I think there are interesting conversations that could be had because Ariana is like, she does get mean and rightfully so in a lot of ways, but like, she's also able to like sit and like listen and like have a conversation. Like she's not jumping down the other side's throats every single time that they make a comment in the way that James and Lala are.
Yeah. So obviously we have a lot of reunions going on this week. I feel like a perfect compare and contrast is Summer House where I felt like the players in the respective drama on Summer House had the opportunity to be the ones speaking.
Right.
Whereas here we have people screaming in our ears.
Yeah.
Who are not like involved. It's like as if like Maya would be like screaming at Lindsay Hubbard.
Yeah.
It's like, please, like you let us do what we got to do here.
And it's like with a lot of things, like Raquel said, she actually kind of got Lala in a lot of ways. Like, she actually was in the right compared to Lala in a lot of their situations.
Yeah, of course.
And they had to roll clips to prove it, but, like, Lala was just louder and kept on effing going.
Well, I mean, you know, Lala is, and I've, like, said, I've had this conversation with, like, maybe Jamie this past week, like, Lala is, like, the personification of, like, you can be loud and wrong and seem right.
Yeah, and it particularly came out when they were comparing the name Raquel to the name Lala.
Oh, my God.
And Lala was trying to make some points about how Lala's a nickname or, like, something, and she was trying to imply that Raquel had her name changed officially or something. And it's just, like, you come off looking so stupid.
Even, Raquel said, I never legally changed my name. I just went by Raquel instead of Rachel. As a first grader, like, as if, like, this choice that she made in first grade that she just went along with for the rest of her life was, like, such a calculated, like, snake move. Like, you're moving like a snake in the first grade. Like, she just started going by Raquel in the first grade.
Yeah, the fucking stupidest thing in the world is the Vanderpump Rules fans who think, like, calling her Rachel such a gotcha moment.
We got her.
We got her, girl. We got her. Found dead in a ditch.
Case closed.
Yeah.
Lock her up. Oh my God. When it comes to Raquel, when she's like, you know, Schwartz is someone I was just curious to make out with since the beginning, as if this is like some science experiment. She wants to like make the volcano and watch the baking soda flow over.
And I mean, like, that was like, you already were like fucking his friend. Like, it's a lot.
Okay. So we've focused a lot on Lala. James, what annoyed me the most is, like, okay, when he was like, I think it was last week when he was like, I was 21 and like you, da, 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 da. And then like something came up this week. He's like, I was 25. And like, yeah. And it's like, okay. So like what year,
what age do you grow up?
Like, was it 2 days ago that we can now like confront you for something?
Next year he's going to be like, I was 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stupid.
So annoying. Okay. So the Lala and James thing kind of like took away from something I would have liked to spend more time on, which is like Schwartzy's role in all of this.
Schwartz was an interesting one to watch this entire episode, I feel, especially when Tom made this, the other Tom made the comment.
Yes, the t-shirt
comment about like Ariana was talking about how they had been intimate since.
So the way the setup was Andy asked, have you slept with anyone else?
Yeah.
Besides Raquel, like since all this has been going on. And then Ariana was like, well, you know who he did sleep with after he started sleeping with Raquel? Me. And then he was like, yeah, it was really good. Like you didn't take your t-shirt with her. So then the way Schwartzy like collapses into himself,
like head down and like Sandoval's like trying to like put his arm around him.
Well, he apologizes to Schwartz for the comment and not to Ariana.
So stupid. Schwartz apparently was on Brittany and Jax's podcast like yesterday or something and talked to, apparently he and Sandoval are on a break.
Yeah. Which I want to get to more during the reveal.
Okay.
Because I think like part of the reveal was like, oh, like we don't want to decide how we're filming yet until everyone gets to see it. Because I think the Schwartz part of it is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. LVP not knowing about the costume at this point.
It's
like a few weeks into like we all knew about the costume.
Day one.
We knew on Friday night. She's like, wait, you're telling me that you dressed as Raquel, that is just macabre.
It is. Like, if you really think about, like, Sandoval, and it's, like, so much has been said about him, but, like, there's not a redeeming thing here. And it does seem like he is twisted and, like, manipulative and, like, doing these things on purpose because he gets off on, like, how much he can get away with.
Well, that's why, like, I'm almost... Listen, I enjoy the reunion, but like I think it could have played out in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like if everyone was just like came ready to like take him down rather than just like shut up, no, it's like this is not the way.
None of these people have self-control. That's how we got sent it back to Daryl or whatever.
Yeah. Like, okay. For instance, and maybe this is a little too fourth wall, but like we're breaking fourth wall left and right. Why didn't we talk about like the photo shoot where I discovered today?
Right.
The photo shoot was in November.
The cast photo shoot.
The cast photo shoot for season 10 was like November 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we're like months into the scandal of it all.
The AI photo shoot, by the way.
The AI photo shoot. But like them gazing into each other's eyes.
Crazy.
Who's
them, by the way?
Raquel and Tom.
Yes.
Sandoval. Yeah. The necklace.
The necklace.
That's where like Lisa's like almost like the most fired up.
Losing her mind, yeah.
And like I think this is we're not thinking this up for the first time, but like Lisa just like hates women.
Like she goes so hard on the women, but then like
Tom, you just need to show emotion.
Yeah.
But the necklace shopping thing. I mean, the necklace shopping thing is truly so sick.
It's so sick. Also, just like, as an aside, that necklace being like 700 and something bucks.
Mm.
And it's like, we're throwing that price tag out and the girl's like still pretending to work at Sir. It's like something's not adding up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we kind of end with Raquel and Tom as they're like going off set, mm-hmm. and she's like changing to go off because like she has to remain 100 yards away. Mm-hmm. And I think they were getting a lot of flack for like the laughing moment. But the laughing moment actually had nothing to do with Ariana.
Right.
It was about like James saying, oh, I upgraded from you to
right.
to Allie, and they were laughing, and then Raquel's like, I guess he kind of did. And like, that is funny.
That is funny. Also, like, nervous laughter's
a thing. I know, yeah. Like, this girl's been, like berated for hours, managed not to, like, fall on the floor. Like, I'm not...
Oh, my God. Dan is a Raquel hugger.
I'm not a Raquel hugger, but, like, she took a beating.
Yeah.
You gotta admit she took a beating.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people in that room have done a lot worse. Or maybe not a lot worse,
but like done, they've done bad things.
They've done bad things.
Yeah. And like Raquel did a bad thing, and I think she's also like not all there and like fell into like this shit a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the true criminal mastermind is Sandoval.
And he's so like, as we see in like the little like last 5 minutes, he's so manipulative, it sounds like.
Like she went from like one abusive man to like she found a new one.
Yeah.
Like mentally abusive.
Like when I was talking about the last 5 minutes, I'm like, we didn't learn anything new really, but the vessel in which it was given to us was the fascinating thing.
Okay. Do you want to touch on Sheena before we get to that?
I was going to save that for the end.
Oh, for the end. Okay. Okay. No. So I think we did learn stuff.
Yeah. I mean, but a lot of it, the one big thing that I know you're going to say.
Oh, no, I have three.
Okay. What are the three?
Okay. Number one, Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, the theory
that was already out, though.
That they were fucking multiple times in Mexico?
The person who made Sheena's wedding dress saw them kissing in a hallway.
Okay, right. Yeah. I think I heard that, but then I forgot that. But, like, I think there's kissing in a hallway, and I think there's fucking multiple times.
Yeah.
During a short trip.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you manage that?
Yeah.
That was wild to me. I think throuple.
Throuple, yeah.
Which, you hear throuple, and you would almost think, like, he's proposing it. But it was her idea.
It was her.
That he shoots down. And I almost think, like, if he was dealing with two Raquels, he would have said maybe yes.
But he would have the power over.
But he knows that, like, Ariana would, like, murder.
Yeah. And also, like, if there was a chance that Ariana was into it, then these two women could then not be as manipulated by him because they could join together, you know, like the sister wives are. Did you hear about that? All the sister wives are rebelling.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, they're like long gone at this point. Yeah.
One's like engaged again.
Good for her. Yeah. Okay. And the third one, three and a half, really. The third is that Raquel admits that they slept in the home during the grandmother's funeral.
Yeah.
And then like 0.5 is Christmas where she says no. And then we see the picture.
Yeah.
Which we know, but okay. So like now it's like, okay. She threw him under the bus.
Yeah. And we realize how manipulative he is. And what I'm guessing is after they finished filming the reunion, he got cold towards her. So she was like, bye bitch, and lit a fire. Though, like, there's still like, she's still writing him letters to the home as of like last week and stuff like that.
Oh, present day?
Yeah. Ariana was on something and said that.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to keep track of the press tour. I
know. It really is.
No, but yeah, I just think it was like very illuminating. Like from where I stand, people were complaining that we didn't learn anything. Even though you just pointed out three things we learned, I would argue most of those we kind of already knew except for throuple. But I think just watching the conversation between her and the producer also, this is like the way the producers coax information out of these people is interesting to watch.
Oh, and it's like kind of like psychological torture.
Yeah, exactly. So watching that, to me, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Okay. And then I want to also point out that this confessional was the same confessional that they used for like the final finale. She's wearing the same outfit.
Well, we don't know for sure because they film in the same outfits multiple times.
Okay.
That's a known fact.
You're right. But then I want to ask, like, wouldn't it make more sense to not do that if, like, the fact that she's filming again by request, maybe, like, it's like, oh, this is tacked on.
Now we're getting into, like, what-if-isms about, like, production that, like, we don't know the answer
to. I wonder, like, the other confessionals from the finale, mm-hmm. like, were they filmed before reunion or after reunion?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They
leave us guessing. But what I wanted to bring up Schwartz. I could picture, like, Schwartz now being, like, more upset by reveals. And I think the Schwartz thing is because, like, he's tied up in business with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I mean, they should just buy Sandoval out if they can.
So what you were going to bring up earlier when he was on the Jax and Brittany podcast, mm-hmm. like, he's not in a good place with him.
Right, exactly. So, and I mean, he's been standing by his man up until, like, now.
Like, I wonder, there's probably, like, a way for him to crawl back.
Yeah.
To everyone, including Ariana, if he's, like, truly, like, on his hands and knees.
1,000%. And I think he's also probably really bitter because he's been, I've seen things where he's been seen at Schwartz and Sandy's, Tom over the past few weeks, and
work in the room.
Sandoval is out fucking with his band. Yeah. And that was, like, the big complaint over the season.
Mm.
And I think there's, like, I think Tom Schwartz had a lot of, like, issues with his family this year.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's resentful that, like, Sandoval's kind of, like, done this to him and then, like, also, like, up and left and is not focusing on, like, their businesses together.
Yeah, he's like, your issues were running around.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Lala, I was shocked on Watch Happens Live, almost, like, leaving the door open to, I don't know, forgive, but, like, hate Raquel less?
Well, I think it's a smart decision for this cast because you need the drama, and it's been a very lucrative time for all of them.
Sure, yeah.
She said that she, like, paid for the down payment of her home with the Send It to Daryl merch.
Yeah.
So, like, I think they all realize it's very lucrative for them to be on the show and participate, and you can't be on the show and participate in a way that's interesting to the audience without having these other people on it.
Yeah.
Scandoval wouldn't have happened if it was just y'all playing patty cake at something like her.
I know. People want patty cake.
Yeah. Speaking of patty cake, though, Sheena Shea, the winner of the season, she really, like, brought herself back into relevance just by sitting in a trailer.
By being a weirdo, really.
Drinking a White Claw and eating a Sun Chip.
Wait, I love that Allie Luber stayed in drag. And then, like, Sheena got out. No, she put a sweatshirt over drag.
Maybe, but it's Allie's first time. She doesn't know that you can put the sweatshirt on and promote your brand.
Yeah. I loved Allie not knowing. I don't know if this was, like, in the Pumped Up edition,
mm-hmm.
like, not knowing stuff that James did in earlier seasons,
which is weird because she was a fan.
But she said she caught up during COVID.
Jeez,
she started Vanderpump during COVID, found him, fell in love, got on the show.
That's hustling. Lisa Rinna could learn a thing or two.
No, Lisa Rinna taught her.
Yeah. Lisa Rinna's school for reality TV hustlers.
Oh, Pumped Up, only on Pumped Up, the Lisa Vanderpump pump you up Sandoval conversation, like, you gotta go out there, you gotta give emotion, you haven't shown the sadness, the apology.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to, like, save the show.
I mean, yeah.
It may not be today, but one day Maybe.
Yeah. We've got to keep everyone on the show. I'm sorry. It's like how it is.
I know. It is.
And I mean, like, it's going to, and they're going to bring people back too. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
Wild times.
Oh, Christina Kelly. I bet we'll never see her face again.
No, we needed her. Like, and we had so much Christina Kelly this episode. With flashbacks of like the Raquel, Las Vegas. We needed her, like a voice of reason, much like Jen Fessler.
Exactly. Much like Jen Fessler.
Okay. Shall we get to Atlanta?
Yes.
Atlanta. We're picking up, knocking on Kenya's door.
Oh my God.
And she screams at everyone, and we go in the elevator and start fighting.
Yeah.
Magneto against the world, which I, listen, Come Through Queen loves to root for a friend of, but Magneto's not popping off the screen for me.
Yeah, you say that.
Oh.
I mean, she's not necessarily popping off for me either, okay. But
like Courtney's popping for me.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not like starting a parade for Courtney, but at least she's got me like paying attention.
Mm-hmm. You should start a parade. Mm. The Brooklyn Pride Parade weekend will be the Courtney Pride Parade.
Yeah, I'm rebranding. I loved Kenya on the phone telling the non-core girls, please all go.
Yes.
And Sonya's like, me? And Kenya's like, yeah, well, just stop.
First Sonya's like, first Kenya's like, who's talking? And Sonny's like, you don't know my voice?
That was actually iconography on Kenya's part.
Exactly. It's like, Kenya's saying what we're all thinking.
But little do we know, Kenya is on death's door.
Yeah.
Like, we wake up the next morning. Drew's being hospitalized. Kenya's being hospitalized.
It's crazy.
Why are we all, like, going to die?
I don't know. That's what I've been thinking this week too, with the smoke. We're all gonna die.
God.
They keep on showing Sheree claiming she didn't kick the door and then flashing back to her kicking the door.
Yeah. No, I love that. Then like somehow between Marlo and like Magneto wanting to kill each other, and then the next morning, like we do like Kumbaya.
Yeah.
And we're like, actually, like, this is friendship. This is sisterhood. We are in this together. We're going to pack up and go home.
Is this when they're like, the restaurant's not open, so we had to Uber Eats our own food.
Sit in the lobby. We have Magneto, like, doing the dance that, like, would have happened at the halftime show. It's some bleak stuff.
This is like one of the sadder trips in Housewives history, isn't it? Like everything that happened between the charity event, what they got kicked out of, like our sad little meal in the hotel lobby. Mm.
Sad all around. You know what's sad also? The fact that we did a comedic America's Next Top Model like montage without Eva the Diva on the cast.
I know. It is interesting. And this might be like the state of the show when we have to rely on all these comedic montages in a way that feels like Vanderpump Rules last season when they had nothing.
When we were doing like lizard pickleball funerals.
Yeah. And like pickleball tournaments.
They are the editors are like restarting their potatoes, like mixing.
Yeah.
To come up with like anything.
And like usually don't notice it this hard, but it's like so clear for Atlanta, and it reminds me so much of that Vanderpump season.
Which is good in terms of like, at least you're giving me something.
Yeah.
But it means, because you gotta give me something.
Yeah.
Because like, the work is not speaking for itself.
Though it's interesting, in Potomac, they rely on these editing skills sometimes, and like, even when there are things going on, like the Reasonably Shady Party, like the horror movie.
I mean, that was comedy.
Yeah.
I'm actually still not understanding like the horror transitions of Potomac last year. Like that stuck with me. It's like nature and like turns to black and white. Like we never really got to the bottom of that. Like what was the reason for that?
We need to meet the editors. Is it like an editor they hired directly from on the like WoW Presents?
I mean, I think that editor was like National Geographic. Like they were just wanting to show off, like show us nature.
Wow.
Okay. Candy's not even here. She's over with Todd, getting presented the pass.
Is Candy going to film with anyone ever again?
I mean, after BravoCon, with like this Mama Joy shit coming up all over again.
It's, I hate to say it, I love Candy, but too much power.
Mm. You're speaking truth to power right now. Yeah, I mean, that's what like, you know, obviously it's just like the crazy fan accounts, but it's like, there's trouble in Atlanta. The ratings. No one's safe. Right?
Did you see Kim Zolciak was implying that she might be coming back to Atlanta?
Oh, I saw that she was like implying that she's going to be on TV.
There was one question specifically about Roa, and she seemed to like say maybe.
I mean, she needs it in like 5 different ways.
I know. I wonder if they would do something like crazy and have her attend the reunion.
Just like as a commentator.
Like, come in for a couple segments because she needs the check. Like, I could see it weirdly happening for no reason at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad for her because, like, Rugged is filming, like, as we speak, probably. Yeah. So, like, there's not a Rugged on the horizon for her. Atlanta is not going to be filming for months at this point. We're only on episode 5.
Yeah, I could see them doing... Mark my words, mark it down, right. Because she does guest on this season. My words.
Oh, I forgot.
Prediction. Mm. Andy will have like some sort of like moment or excuse to bring her out. And like she sits there and he questions her all about this stuff and like grills her.
Okay, okay.
And what's the word? Not educates, but like.
She takes a grilling?
Yeah, because
for like off-season, off-camera shit.
Because
wow.
He always has told her to like save her money that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We have the sick girls getting together to get an IV. I mean, like okay, so like Sandoval, Raquel, like the villain of Vanderpump Rules, mm-hmm. like general illness appears to be the villain in Atlanta this year. So it's. Kenya, Drew, and Sheree, who refuses to get medical treatment if it will interrupt her sex life.
It's like wild. It's so funny. I like she was willing to go without sex when her former partner was
literally
in prison.
Yeah.
And now she's got to have it.
Well, once you got the taste,
yeah.
You can't let go. Yeah. The Drew Sheree storyline was kind of funny mm-hmm. of like the confiscation of the she by Sheree.
Yeah.
It's like, we're just not getting Drew.
And we need Drew. I never thought I'd say it.
Drew's the heart of the show.
I mean, like we need her prop work.
And like, I think it's going to be like second half of the season heavy with Drew probably.
Yeah, I just think, like, are cameras up in the way? Like, if they made the whole Drew thing into what they've done with Scandoval, and I hate, this is very cynical, but, like, if they did the marketing and all the press and all that kind of, like, the thing they did for Scandoval as Bravo and as the production company, like, we might have eyes on this show. Like, if they kept on teasing it like the way that like we knew Scandoval was coming watching the season.
Yeah.
Like, can't we pull some footage? Can't we make some edits? Can't we do some stuff?
Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have the big, if people don't know, after the season wrapped, both Drew and Ralph were run into the courthouse to file for divorce.
So like, in my mind, it's, I go back to like a vintage Atlanta moment. They're running in the heels.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing like Drew and Ralph like doing the heel race.
Yeah.
Running to get the papers filed first. Yeah. That, oh my God. Between that, when I'm like pitching the, me and Connor pitching before Bravo show.
Yeah.
We've got so many ideas.
But this one is like, we already have the fucking footage and we know what we're going towards. And if you just started fucking Put some marketing bucks into it and just like do it.
So so we're hiring you for the promo team.
Yes.
We're hiring me for show development.
Sure.
We got it together.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go. Why don't we head on over to Martha?
Wow.
We're picking up like night of day 7 of 15.
Yeah. And what episode are we on?
Episode 5.
Okay.
And I think we have 3, at most 4 episodes left.
Interesting.
And this is, I think, like the first episode we finally have main cast.
Oh my God. No reunion. Right?
Okay. Maybe we jump ahead for a minute. To Watch What Happens Live. I think Amir might have fought for his life for a reunion.
I mean, Andy?
He was on his knees. He was like, pick me. Pick me.
Which one was on their knees?
They took turns on their knees.
No, Andy was so into Amir.
But you got to give credit where credit's due. Like, Amir...
Star.
Came on Watch What Happens Live ready. He knew he had a mission.
And he was charming.
It was like, move over Southern charm. We have Martha charm.
Yeah, he was like, Andy, I've like DM'd you.
You're going to see me on TV one day. Yeah. And listen, where's the lie?
Exactly.
But I love the combo of Bria and Amir on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, it was good.
To me, it's like Amir, Bria, Jordan.
Yeah.
Those are our stars. And who would have guessed our villains? Like, okay, so like Sandoval and Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
Sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like in sickness and in health, Silas and Jasmine.
Yeah. Silas. Ugh.
But you gotta also, you can't, yeah, no, you can't leave Jasmine out.
Yeah, but I mean, Silas is worse.
Sure.
Yes.
He's worse. It's like time for another vote.
It's
Jeff Probst. We got to fucking
like
have tribal council.
Do you think that there? Do you think this show started as something else? And like one of the like things of it was like we're gonna vote.
I think like someone told Silas and Jasmine that they're in charge, and they're like, "Yes, we are."
This is a voting body. Fucking Nancy Pelosi 1 and 2 up here.
This is democracy, baby. This is what democracy looks like. And we're going to vote. Okay, so what we're going to put up to vote is, can a, and I love that it's like it's built as this like broad concept. Like someone may get a new significant other between now and day 15. But should that occur, can a significant other stay for more than 3 nights? And then like, no one's voting yes at first. And then like, we all kind of get bullied into voting yes. And we have Jason and Summer being like, I don't even know what got here. Like, I don't even know what I'm voting on.
Right. No, but they voted against.
Didn't they all vote? No, because like the raising the hand was led by Silas and Jasmine. And then like slowly more people raised their hands.
Yeah. So they voted against people staying more than 3 nights.
Yeah. Against people staying more than. Yes. They have to bring it to Bria. Sorry, but like the house is voted. And like, does she not have a vote?
This has happened the entire time. Every time they vote, the people who are being targeted are not there. And it's just like, wow, we talked about this last week. It's like the idea that you're not going to let this person stay longer as if they're taking up space from somebody.
Yes.
Like he's going to be sleeping in the bed with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And like, he'll probably pay his fair way he pays more than his fair way as we see later. Well,
but Silas and Jasmine didn't pay for the show.
Exactly.
Are they a producer?
No, but it's like, we have to pretend it's their house.
Okay. So we get a little deeper with Jason. We learn that he has a 3-month-old daughter.
I know.
I mean, granted, you're only here for half
of
the show, but even still, like 3 months.
Yeah.
That was wild.
It's young.
We're celebrating Jordan's 1 year of celibacy, which this is where like the Jasmine villain jumps out,
mm-hmm.
where she's like down Jordan's throat in terms of like, you need to like find a man now.
You need to fuck.
You need to fuck. You need to find a man. You need to find a husband. Like, you need to be married like me. It's like, oof. I did like that Preston got to go out to girls' lunch.
Yeah, I like when they invite the gay.
Although, like, I gotta say, with Preston, he actually has the least story of anyone.
Yeah.
Like, his story is just being gay.
That kind of happens on these shows. Yeah. It's like, you can't break beyond them being gay. It happened with Steven on Summer House.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, are there gay bars in Martha's Vineyard?
I think we talked about this in the first episode. Like, I think Alex and I looked and there was like nary one to be found.
Like, I, as a gay person, have been to Martha's Vineyard and I went with a gay person. So I know there are gay people there.
Well, like, so it's like wherever you go, it became a gay bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very guerrilla queer bar.
Oh my God. Remember that? That was a huge thing in Boston.
Oh yeah. I know, baby. Yeah. I know.
Oh yeah. That was like during your like.
I was like leading the charge.
Yeah. I think I was still underage when that became a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I liked Summer's Jamaican night.
Yeah, that was nice.
I gotta say, like, the food events, food nights here in Martha.
Much better.
Better than we're doing over in Summer. Unless, like, we're shipping Robert in.
Yeah, and then we're, like, making him work.
Then we're putting him to work. Yeah. But the Jamaican food, like, looked real good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have Simon arriving. Mm-hmm. And then, like, is he arriving in a rented sports car or something?
I guess. Like, where are you getting this on the island?
Well, I'm sure there's many sport. I mean, Martha.
Sure, it's Martha. But it's like, it's, come on.
And I just kind of like seeing the side of Bria. Mm-hmm. And we're planning this fancy night out. Everyone's got to dress up. And we're so happy to have you here. And Silas and Jasmine, I know I haven't given you a wedding gift yet, but I want to present you with this. And the rest of my family here, we also have gifts for you as well. Mm-hmm. We have $800 watches for Jason, Summer, Alex, Nick, Amir, Jordan, Preston. And then we have $1,200 watches for Silas and Jasmine. And then I love the reveal on Watch Rhymes Live that he's a watch reseller. So, and he's like, oh, so it was like promoting his business.
Right. It's like Skinny Girl, you know, you got to promote.
Yeah. Always like put a bottle out.
Exactly.
No, but that Watch Rhymes Live, I want to say one for the ages.
Yeah. It's just like sometimes with these shows that aren't Housewives, it's like hard to get Andy really enthused with the guests.
Yeah.
But he was locked and loaded.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like honestly, if you're not even watching Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, I would watch that Watch Rhymes Live.
Yeah. It's great. A Star Is Born.
Just to like see what's cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, before we leave Martha and go over to regular Summer House, the perfect place to put this conversation. This week we had Jordan from Martha's Vineyard hosting Danielle, Batula, Preston, Brian Benny.
From Family Karma.
From Family Karma. Below deck people I don't know.
Yes.
Kyle Cook.
Yep.
It was truly a meeting of the minds.
I mean, this is the future that we're going to. It's like Housewives is going to be ultimate girls trip. Then the kids are all going to be together in this one big pot.
So to me, this is confirming Jordan's in Winter House.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she's the glue.
She's the glue.
Okay, let's get over to Summer House Reunion Part 2, which going into it, I wasn't sure that we were wrapping it up. But it's like almost like watching a horror film where you're like, wait, what? No, we're finishing. Like, yeah. I'm like on the edge of my seat. Like, I'm like realizing like the killer's like chasing me down that hallway.
Yeah, to the end of this. It's like premature ejaculation. Oh my God.
Is that prematurely ejaculating? Yeah. Well, okay, we have a November wedding.
Which, interesting.
Cameras out?
I don't know. That's why I said interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we could do cameras up and that be the capstone of next year's summer house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Cameras up. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, it's so far away from production time that I'm like, cameras up?
I mean, the Petula Cook wedding was late September.
Yeah. The thing about this reunion is you could see the wheels turning on a lot of the cast members being like, we need to salvage this so that we can all be hired back for next summer house.
Which I feel like everyone did a great job at that, except for Paige, Sierra.
The Bedwetters.
Lesser extent, Maya.
Yeah. Because Paige, right now, she thinks she's on top of the world. She's on 2 to 3 shows on Bravo. But she shouldn't spit on where she came.
Yeah, well, she wasn't on this winter house. Like, everyone who's here, like, you always got to think with the houses. A winter house is filmed while they're filming this reunion. Think about that.
Wait, what?
Winter house has filmed.
Okay, I thought you said was filmed while, and I was like, no, some people from winter house were at this reunion, but I misunderstood.
Yeah, yeah. So that's important to think about. Because, like, Paige was not there.
Right. But she was in Charleston.
She was busy in Charleston.
Yeah.
I think she took on a bigger role in Charleston.
Probably.
Okay, so But then, to counteract our point that we were making about Paige being in trouble, the fact that it left in Andy saying, wow, Paige clocked in. She doesn't say a lot, but when she does, it's impactful.
Yeah.
That was a strange thing to leave in.
Yeah, I think it's important though. And Andy picks his favorites. But he's not even like a producer on the show.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think he has impact, obviously.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, the way he interacts with the cast is going to impact the show.
Yeah.
And who's cast.
Yeah. I will say, I think this is a cast where he likes a lot of them.
To go from not knowing Carl from Kyle to Steven to this to that, to crying, Andy crying during the Carl-Kyle Coke conversation.
Exactly.
Carl-Kyle Coke. Say that 3 times
fast. Carl-Kyle Coke.
No, he needed a tissue.
I mean, that was a really powerful moment in general. Just like, everything that went into it, and just like watching it back, watching them watch it back. Carl being like, yeah, I did coke. I was high on coke when I went into the office and I forgot my computer, but I should be able to say that to myself. And then going into the conversation about the brother.
The reveal about the brother. See, like, to me, like, okay, you have your Vanderpump Rules. I have my summer house. Like, to me, this is like so much more interesting. There's like more.
Wait, I have my Vanderpump
Rules? No, I'm not saying you. Oh. I'm saying you, like, not even like you listener, but like you Bravo watcher.
Yeah.
Or like you out in the public, fake fan, right? Like, to me, this is so much more interesting and nuanced than what's happening. Like, in Vanderpump Rules, we're all just like screaming at each other, like, da da da. Like, this is like, holy shit. Carl talked about his brother, season one, 7, 8 years ago. Having a heroin addiction. The brothers doesn't speak to him after that. Dies.
Yeah.
Carl is then talked about by Kyle and his drug addiction. And like, is upset with Kyle. But also does not want to have what happened to him, talking about the brother, happen to him and Kyle.
I could cry.
Oh my, I'm going to cry.
You're going to cry?
The quotes,
no, but sure. I mean, like, that's why Andy was crying. Like, yeah. It's like fucking real shit. That's the thing. So comparing this with Vanderpump Rules, I don't deny that both groups have real friendships, like actual real friendships. Vanderpump Rules, they will turn on each other a dime.
They'll fuck each other on a dime.
But I mean, like, they all hang out off season and all that kind of stuff. Maybe they don't have real friendships in this way. But, like, these people seem like actually, like...
I think Katie does not hang out with anyone.
Well, she's opening up a sandwich shop.
With one that she, like the sandwich shop, like, begrudgingly happened because, like, they were both married to, like, the co-owners.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, yeah, I definitely feel like these summer house kids, it's just a little more deeper. Real. Yeah. Deeper. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also helps that, like, they also have to do things outside the show, too. Except for Lindsay.
But they also feel like, and I think I've said that, they feel like normal humans. Like, Vanderpump Rules feels like Martians from space. Like, yeah. I can't, like, relate to what is going on there.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Corey being brought out for the Sam Corey package.
Mm-hmm.
And then left for the rest of the...
Just having to sit there.
Getting, like, prime seating over Chris.
I know. It's so not what they do on, like, Housewives. Like, the fact that we had, like, Fessler and Jackie, who contribute a lot more to that show, come out and then get carted off.
Evacuating the dance floor. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We had, like, a Paige Craig moment, which wasn't really that interesting.
It's, like, it's this age-old... Tale as old as time, like... Mm. Who's going to move where?
The Maya Oliver stuff, you know, if it was, like, packaged in a different way and he was, like, a cast member, maybe mm-hmm. it would be interesting. But it's like, okay, he cheated on me with 11 women. Like, okay, that's crazy. Blah, blah, blah.
Sierra didn't even know about the conversations that we had that last filming day.
Yeah.
Also, has their podcast come out yet?
I don't know. It's like, they should have been out. Finale day or something.
Yeah. They right? should have been out when they announced it.
Well, I mean, that's another conversation. Okay. Now we get to back to business.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle and Robert, which she doesn't think she was projecting her relationship onto them.
Right.
Lie. the reveal that Danielle did not know about. That Carl met up with Robert last week?
I know. Also, Kyle called Robert to ask about the demise of their relationship at some point.
Well, no.
No?
Kyle was working with Robert for Surf Lodge.
Sure.
Because not to sound like a freak.
Because you know where everywhere Loverboy is distributed? Even though it's, like, not that good.
No. You better shut the fuck up about it!
It's bland as tea.
You're, like, making me sick to my stomach right now. Okay. So Kyle said, like, when he was, like, making Loverboy, his dream was for it to be served at Surf Lodge, which is, like, where they all go, where, like, he and Batula had their, like, first date, and they go there for every anniversary.
One of our friends got turned away.
Oh, I don't know this.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. And then this past summer, working with Robert, because Robert's working there, got Loverboy served there, and that's
cheapened Surf Lodge.
Shut up. And I think, like, he was working with Robert on business and then had a conversation with him as to what was going on.
Yeah, that's such, like, a man excuse. I was working with him on business and then I asked about you.
Okay. But Lindsay and Carl were the only two people who did not reach out when they broke up. So I'm like team Carl and Lindsay for like 80%. But this was like part of the 20% where I'm like,
you should have.
This was not good.
Yeah.
This is not good. Yeah. Right? But I think we really got to, like, the meat of the reason Lindsay's so upset is because Danielle told Paige, who then told Lindsay.
Right. About her reservations about the relationship.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Andy really had to walk us through this. And I will say, I've never seen something quite like this on a reunion where Andy is lip syncing for his life, like trying to keep the band or trying to get the band back together.
Yeah, yeah.
And like really walking them through the situation as he sees it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I wish he would have done this years ago with Bethany and Jill or Bethany and Carol. Like, let's really like deep dive here.
Okay. So Danielle's like upset still about the engagement. Like, mm-hmm. even after watching the episodes, right? And she's like, oh, like I would have never known you were planning an engagement. She said that after he had already told her about buying the rings. It's like, what are you buying the rings for? Like, to like look at them?
You're playing ring toss. Yeah.
You're playing ring toss.
Yeah.
It's like a beanbag, that beanbag game.
Yeah.
No. So when Andy asks her, what would you have done differently about the engagement party? And then like, she gives the snarky answer of like, well, I would have changed my outfit. I would have changed the amount of drinking I had done. I would have maybe talked to less people. Like I would, like if I was Lindsay, I would have been like the flames would have gone in my eye.
You would have killed. You would have gotten like Cyclops eyes.
I would have been like Scott Summers yes. ass on her. Like, so I can understand Lindsay continuing to feel rage after an apology came out about the engagement because mm-hmm. she was snarky first.
Yeah, for sure. And Lindsay's the type of person who, like she said, like she shuts down and she gets cold and it's like, you're dead to me, I think.
So we get an apology for the engagement party. Great. Then we talk about a week later, the fight. And Andy asks Danielle, do you have any regrets about the fight? And she said, no. And then he asks Lindsay, do you have any regrets about the fight? And she said, no. And everyone's like, what? Why? Yeah. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Why is everyone jumping down Lindsay's throat for not having a regret about the fight?
Like, well, your boy Kyle was leading the charge.
I know.
He was like slurring through like, I've never seen anyone look so feelingless.
Listen, I'm not saying he's God. I'm just
you
saying.
Basically implied he's God all the time.
You,
and lover boys is nectar.
Oh my God, stop. Okay, listen. So I do think like everyone was really rough on Lindsay there. And like she, what I would have loved for her to like be able to say at the reunion was, you need to understand, I had my engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone calling me about my engagement party, like in the week after it, is talking to me about how you were behaving at my engagement party.
Right.
Instead of talking to me about how happy they are that Carl and I are engaged.
Yeah.
So like, of course I'm so upset with you. Like,
you're getting very fired up right now. Oh. It's like getting scary. I'm like, am I Danielle?
I don't know.
You just got like those angry eyes you get sometimes at me. No, but I get what you mean.
No, like I would have been furious. Like, yeah. Like
I mean, you were furious on behalf of her just now.
I know. I was. So like, so if anything, I still have it in me right now. So I'd be like, if anything, Danielle, you should have been happy. I was just sitting there like stone cold. Because if I was angry, that would have been worse.
I think you and Hub House actually are very similar in a lot of ways.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I see her and you, and I see you and her.
I thought I was Kyle.
You're both.
Oh, yeah, like you could be like the rising, the sun, the moon, the rest of that. Yeah, right? Yeah. So listen, we all landed somewhere nice. Andy brokered a truce.
And we got that little text exchange moment.
I gotta say that like made my heart grow 10 times.
Yeah. I like want to know just like, I love, want to hear the conversations where Andy like goes to producers like, I've got this text.
I got this text.
I'll screenshot it. I'll send it to you. Maybe yeah. include it. Like, I think that's so interesting.
Oh, it was so cute.
They were all out to dinner together after the reunion.
Yeah. Like they were like in comfy clothes, but like reunion hair.
Yeah. Half drag.
Half drag. Okay. Ooh, come on guys. We're keep going.
Let's go.
We got
only got seven more shows to get through.
This is the sickest thing we've ever done.
No, we've only got...
We got two left. Ranj and Rock.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited for Rock. I'm also excited for Ranj.
Yeah.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, Ranj is good.
Yeah.
Ranj is good because it's like, who would have ever guessed that Zia...
would come dressed as 2008 Lady Gaga.
And also, like, it's almost you need her to, like, to not care anymore, to, like... give it to us,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't give care anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't have to suck the tit.
The teat. Okay, we've got... we're picking up with, like, you were hanging out with Joe Giudice's business partners. And she's like, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, those are the people who, like, went to the feds or something.
Yeah.
It's like, there's always someone who went to the feds on Teresa. It's like, Teresa, the first episode of this television show, you were paying for furniture with like thousands of dollars of cash. Like, obviously you're putting like some sort of target on your back here. Yeah.
We have a text from Jacqueline Larita to Jackie Goldschneider dragging Teresa to hell and back. And then, I don't know if you saw on the internet.
Oh, I saw on the internet.
The text from the other side, as if like this absolves Jacqueline Larita, like all the things Jackie Goldschneider was saying. It's like, yeah,
they hate each other.
Jackie Goldschneider doesn't like to, like, what are you revealing?
Also, like, it's obvious that you have a part in that conversation. You just cropped it.
Oh yeah. I mean, the texts are so psychotically cropped. Like when I send like a text screenshot, it's like straight from the iPhone, as if like, you're looking at my iPhone, not this like zoomed in, like, like, Jacqueline, please.
Jackie on Jackie crime.
You hate to see it. Okay. Bravo lover 1234. I think we finally got the answer, which is she had an Instagram account. She changed the name from Bravo lover 1234, which I'm sorry, like, for your name to be Bravo Lover 1234 is like the simplest B-brain name.
I know. I love it.
It's like very AOL, like logging in for the first time in 1996, like Dan C, and then like just random numbers.
Yeah.
When talking about the private investigators, Teresa being like, oh yeah, like you can't afford it. Like you don't have the money to do the private investigators. And then Zia's like, oh yeah, oh, that's the gotcha. Like she can't afford the private investigators.
Bo Deedle apparently got in contact with Andy.
What did Andy say?
Basically that Bo Deedle got in contact with him over like his break and that just to like tell him that he wasn't hired by Louis.
Okay, but so that's like the gotcha is...
He wasn't hired.
So is he doing it as a friend?
I don't know. Maybe.
Doing it as a friend to get notoriety, clients, your name out there.
How much does a private eye cost? I might want to start like doing that.
On who? On whom?
I don't know. I might want to have an arsenal.
Okay. Define arsenal. Okay. Let's bring out the nice Jewish girls.
Okay. Andy Cohen loves Jen Fessler.
He's like, I mean Fessler.
And she's got him around, like wrapped around his her finger. She's like, say it again, Andy. And he does.
I mean, when she walked out, lit up the screen. Yeah. For real.
And she's just very honest about her work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like playing right into Andy's hand.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you got the Housewives special. And she's like, yeah, of course. Like, we're going to walk out here. And he's like, no, it usually takes them like a year or
so. She's like, I got to try for a second season now.
I got to say, like, the gusto, is that the...
Gusto? Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Goldschneider, it kind of felt like we were wrapping things up.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the fact that Evan wasn't invited with the men...
Yeah, that would have been like... That see, like if that happened, that would have been the sign of like, oh, we're still going.
Yeah, but I mean like then but the thing with the like text messages with Jacqueline and Jackie, like, does that give her more of a fighting chance?
Well, so I would have said yes if we had talked about it while she was on the couch.
Right, exactly.
Right? It's almost like it could have been a text message to anyone.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Though it was interesting hearing her answer the question about Ozempic.
Oh yeah. Oh, which we wanted to hear her take on.
Yeah, and talking about like how she worries for people, like if they get off Ozempic, it becomes this thing where they then have a disorder about it, which
yeah.
Interesting. And then like just like watching Dolores's face, I'm like, what is she thinking?
Yeah. You know what? Dolores is really like the one that makes me like question. Like her and Jackie, her and Marge, I think the her and Marge stuff really came to a head with Louis calling Marge's son.
Yes.
And Dolores kind of being like, oh, I just want to stay out of it.
Yes.
And it felt like Marge was like a hop, skip, and a jump from jumping down Dolores's throat.
This is what I've been like saying. I'm like, I don't think that this relationship between the two of them is sustainable. I don't think they have enough in common to... keep it up, and I think Dolores will turn in loyalty to Teresa.
Oh, you think we'll turn and stay with Teresa? Or turn against Teresa?
I don't know.
See, what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is she didn't want to get into it, and that's like, if I were Margaret, I'd be like, you don't want to get into, like, defending my son? Like, that's, yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. She would stay with Teresa, which is interesting.
Oh, you think she's going to stay with Teresa?
Right. I mean, she's been able to keep all these different relationships with different people for so long because she hasn't had to answer for anyone's like real behavior, like the Caroline relationship, the Teresa's relationship. Like for some reason, they're all cool with Dolores being in the middle, but I don't think it's going to be the same with Margaret because Margaret's just like not that type of girl.
But Teresa seemed annoyed with Dolores too.
So maybe Dolores will just be on her own.
And wasn't Teresa seeming annoyed with Dolores during the after, I don't watch after show, but like in the little bits and pieces I was watching, like they would occasionally be annoyed with each other.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's an Alex thing. Okay. Louis pacing backstage shirtless, eating Cheetos.
Relatable.
Really? Are you pacing shirtless at home eating Cheetos?
It wouldn't be the first time. Oh my God.
Okay. Let's talk about Laura.
Yes. I don't like... This is the one thing about Jersey where it's like, we don't know this girl. Mm. We don't know anything about her. Like, get her on the reunion couch if we're going to talk about
well,
her.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, Marge's trying to get her on. Then she's trying to get on by being a villain. And then, like, she's not on by being a villain, but then, like, she is the villain.
It's wild.
A nameless, paidless villain.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
So it's like, what's behind the curtain?
Yeah, it's yeah. Laura.
Laura. Okay. Jen Aiden. That one therapy session did wonders.
She... is a piece of work. Also, like, what is she doing right now where she's, like, responding to comments... saying that Andy doesn't like her. It's like,
well, we knew this,
right? I know, but it's like, don't speak against your boss in the comments that then get written up on page six, which you know he reads.
Yes. For Radio Andy. I gotta, like, she's a terror. But I'd be lying if I wasn't admitting to laughing at old lady energy. You got old lady energy. Like, Andy, you got big dick energy. She's got old lady energy.
I mean, like, her, like, trying to suck up to Andy while insulting Marge. Because Andy, like, won't acknowledge her when she comes in the studio.
It was so stupid.
Here's the thing about Jen Aiden. It's like, yeah, she's a terror, but it's like, is she fun to watch? Yes. Yeah. And that's why we watch Housewives, right?
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, okay, if we drop Trey,
who becomes the matriarch?
Jen Aiden is kind of like a good heir to the throne of, like,
delusion. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So keep her around.
For sure. Though,
we can't play Patty Cake.
I know, but, like, the ratings for Jersey are finally, like, in the place that they want them. Oh. Do you think that they're going to drop anyone?
Well, let's touch back end of episode 3.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like maybe this was known online or on Reddit and I just wasn't paying close attention. Jen Aiden already talked about the rumor to Melissa off camera before the season.
Right, yeah. It's like,
so Danielle was set up and Jen Aiden was acting.
Danielle realizing backstage that she was set up and talking to her husband about it. What's his name? Paul?
Nate. Ryan, Nate Cabral. Nate. Yeah, come Nate. On. Okay, so what's interesting is her on couch, the wheels turning, processing, mm-hmm. like, how do I respond to this as the character Danielle Cabral on
right. yeah.
New Jersey Housewives?
Yes.
Like, am I on this team? Mm-hmm. Am I throwing a fit? And like, Annie's almost like,
come on,
throw a fit. Yeah.
Do something. That's the thing about Danielle Cabral. Like, in theory, I like her as a character on the show, but it's like, she's done more evasion than she has, like, performed on the show. Like, she's constantly running away. She's not saying anything until she's caught on a hot mic backstage. Yeah.
Okay, so her first shot is her first season. Her second shot is the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
I think her third and final shot will be next season.
Sure.
Like, you gotta stop overthinking it.
This is a show about conflict.
Yeah.
You need to have conflict.
Mm.
And then you can resolve it.
Okay. I love Jen Aiden saying, like, Jen Fessler, like, you're the voice of reason. Like, tell us.
Like, come on.
Tell us what to think.
The men backstage, ugh, the little fucking losers, like, getting themselves worked up before they go out there, like, drinking and being like, isn't it so fucked up? Yada, yada,
yada. Well, it's Frankie Catania.
Yeah.
Really, the one.
The shitster.
He's the shitster. Who's seated opposite Dolores.
Yeah, just, like, behind Melissa.
Like, next to Joey Gorga, between Marge and Zia.
It makes no sense. Like, if he can be up there, why can't they have Goldschneider in there, too?
Could you imagine Goldschneider and not Jackie? That would have been comedy.
What they should have done... Remember, like, the first Beverly Hills reunion where they moved all the women over to one couch in one side and had all the men on the other side?
Oh, that would have been like a new... No, we can't have Joey and Louie that close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
To OC? Our final show destination? Of the week? Are we going to crash? Okay. We're coming back on the motorcycle.
Which we've seen, and I mean, like, it's cute.
It's cute. I actually, one note, like a producer note for me.
Sure.
Is, like, she should not have changed.
Right.
She should have just like remained like in her sexy motorcycle outfit.
I know.
Like, why are we like it's like coming home from work and like changing into pajamas?
I know. It's, I mean, we all do it, but.
I know, but like, well, we're not filming.
Our first scene being this like conversation where Eddie's making a sex joke every 4 seconds.
Oh my God.
And then fucking Shirley MacLaine, no longer Shirley MacLaine, changed the hairdo.
Re-zhuzhed. I think she like zhuzhed a lot of things.
She got a new wig and she comes out. And
a new hip.
Yeah. And they're, I mean, followed in Emily's footsteps.
She is a Costco queen. Yeah. She's trying to recruit. Wait, didn't people find her in Costco?
Yes. The people take photos of her all the time.
So like, I don't think we explicitly said she works at Costco on the show, but like we were hinting at it.
She said to Eddie, like work at Costco.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Give out samples. And he was like, yeah, that's my dream job. And actually, that is one of those jobs where I think just net positive as far as like your experience there. There's nothing better.
You're just bringing joy to people.
Yeah, exactly. You just give free things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's, for this one, like, let's just die around the girls.
Okay.
Heather Dubrow is upset that Gina's not her friend.
She can't get Gina on the phone.
Try following her.
I mean, I think Heather Dubrow finally follows the gals.
I know, but like, I wonder, did that happen?
Because of this.
After this?
Maybe. Heather is doing, there are a few women, I want to say, who are coming to the season acting, especially in confessionals.
Oh.
I think our older gals, the three of them, are now all actors. I mean, Heather always was, but they're definitely putting in the work.
Welcome to the Actors Studio.
Yes, we're inside.
Okay. Like, the stuff about the twins going to college and like her designing rooms.
Is that like real? Like they're not giving those things to every parent, right?
She is just.
She rendered it herself.
She rendered.
The little like skits that she's doing with Terry pushing him around in the wheelchair.
Oh yeah, I hated that.
It's like running him into walls. It's like your house is huge.
I actually like don't want to see Terry.
Oh, I do. I like his face.
Oh.
Are you making a Terry face? That was kind of a Terry face.
You might be like the one of 10 people.
No, I like, I think it's like, it's unique.
I mean, if I'm going to like, if I have to say something nice, I think like he's settling into it.
Oh my God.
Listen, you know what? I don't like to talk about this, but like.
But you're going
to
talk about it?
But he's doing, like, his career is this. So like, I feel like.
He's not doing it on himself.
I know, but if like I could talk about anyone, it's like the one who's like making this $1 million fortune.
You're in your like, Lindsay Hubbard mad mode again. Oh my God.
I wish there was like a little like if you were editing the podcast, like you add like a sound effect when I like when I turn into Lindsay Hubbard.
I can see like the smoke coming out of your ears.
But like, I mean, he's the one who's like profiting off of like body image and like insecurities and blah blah blah. It's like, how dare you?
Oh my God, it's not that serious.
No, it's not.
Okay. It might be. I don't know. Also, it's like so funny. We're in this big house and we're about to leave it.
Oh, well, what's the name of the game?
Yeah.
Okay. New hip?
Emily.
Yeah. So it seems as though we went from lawyer slash party planner to stay at home mom because Shane is finally a lawyer now.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, this is kind of a question I have for both Emily and Gina. It feels like we've been with them. Like, this is like their fifth or sixth
year. They've outlasted some actual, like, Housewives legends.
Yeah, and, like, why do their kids still seem, like, 5 years old? Like, did we watch you give birth?
No, Emily's kids seem a little older. They're, like, mocking her in the McDonald's line. Okay,
so, they seem like they're 7 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So were they two when you joined?
I think they were pretty young.
Were they in like bassinets?
I think they were pretty young. Also, I will never get the image of her drinking water from a dog bowl my head.
Truly makes you feel sick. Did you see the clip of Andy listening to different tagline proposals?
No.
And obviously we land on Emily wanting a taco.
Mm-hmm.
But she actually had one that like had to do with her storyline last year, which maybe we'll see more of. It's like something like innocence, but I'll like say if you're guilty.
Oh yeah.
And it's like that had to do with like that.
The Innocence Project, yeah. Which she volunteered for.
Instead, we have her wanting a taco.
Well, like she's always doing like food comedy.
But like, couldn't we then give her the chance? Couldn't we give her the chance?
That felt very like Roni whenever season we were talking about our Grey Gardens and stuff like that.
When Sonya was a bottom or something. It's like, I'm a famous bottom.
Do you want to hit on Gina?
Mm. Okay. Well, it's like half responding to Heather. It's a little bit that we're like running to New York. Travis's kids are not with us.
Yeah, we're also like, we're now also just like, remember the point where we didn't see her ex-husband's face ever and now he's filming?
So he's filming and now like Travis's kids are not filming because they're not in the like the family title card.
Right.
There's a lot at play here.
I like that OC still does the family title cards.
The last one, I think.
They're just continuing?
Well, no, I don't.
Oh, yeah. It's the last. No, yeah, it's the last one.
I don't think anyone else does it.
No other city has done it for years and years and years.
Yeah. The OGs of the OG.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then we haven't approached yet, and I think we're going to, Gina sobriety.
We haven't talked about it, but if you keep your eyes peeled this episode.
Yeah.
Like when they're playing pickleball and Tamara and Heather are having Vouv, she's drinking seltzer. You don't see her grab like a glass of wine at the last party.
Yeah.
So she's already there.
Yeah, she's there, but we're not talking about it. Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with like her appearance that people keep on commenting on.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Shannon?
The best.
The best in the business.
I said it before. I will go out on a limb. And to me, Shannon Bedore makes me feel warm inside.
Oh.
Watching her is like a warm blanket on a cold winter's night.
For what?
She's just so funny.
Well, I gotta say, her yoga work, and we talk about this in like the pre-show, Jimbo's clown work. It's like, she went to the clown school.
Yeah. And her yoga work reminded me of the one time I did yoga, remember, in the Hamptons?
We were dropping like flies. Yeah. Well, I mean, we were like hungover / still drunk doing yoga.
Yeah, we were all like sneaking out of the room. Yeah, no, just like, I really like being with Shannon. We're talking about how the twins are going to go away soon, but then the other daughter is like on the fast track to marriage because she wants to have sex. And Shannon's like, we all did it underage. Like,
so I'm like, I'm not understanding. So like we got Shannon and like Shannon appears to like not be that religious.
Mm-hmm.
And then the daughter goes to a super religious college.
Yeah.
And
in Waco, Texas.
And because of that, like once get married early, like how did we get here?
It happens. I mean, especially in an area like Orange County, I'm sure a lot of the extracurriculars and stuff like that have to do with like religion and faith. Like when I was growing up where I'm from, Young Life was a big thing. And that was like this big, like Jesus-y, like youth group thing that so many people were a part of. And I think people become more like faithful or religious than their parents a lot of times because it's like a means of fitting in almost.
Oh, that's so interesting. Cause like I went to Catholic school. I mean, even my college was Catholic school, but I feel like college is different than high school and like elementary school. But I feel like I was just like disassociating. Like I wasn't, I don't think that many people were, and I don't think I was unique. I think no one really cared.
So that's like the opposite effect almost.
Yeah.
Because you were like in Catholic school, you didn't want to be a part of it. These kids probably, I don't know what kind of school they go to, but it, I bet you that's how it happened because the twins don't seem to be.
Oh, yeah. The twins seem to be like party girls.
I mean, I was just listening. Shannon was on Watch What Happens Live, just Jeff Lewis Live this week. And she was talking about how she kept on, when she was in LA for LA Pride with Jeff, the ring cam kept on going off at her house and the twins were having boys over.
Good, good. I love it. I always like the twins more.
Yeah, of course.
The other one was like such a fuddy duddy.
Not fuddy duddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Our new friend.
Okay, so we replaced Jen and Ryan with Jen and Ryan.
Yeah.
So we no longer have Dr. Jen. You don't adjust your television sets. It is a different woman.
No, you might need to adjust.
No, she's beautiful. She's a yoga person. We first meet her at a bowling alley.
Oh, for the double date?
Yeah. Yeah. Which we've been bullying on OC before. Maybe to that same bowling alley.
Oh, no. Someone revealed online, like, Sarah Winchester went bowling there with, like, some of the girls.
Yeah. I remember it well.
Okay, so she is bringing interesting in terms of
her living situation.
We have 25 children.
Yeah.
Much like a Bronwyn. We've got a husband living abroad in Oklahoma.
Yes, very Gunvalsonian.
Gunvalsonian. Okay, so then the husband's working for her family's business.
The ex-husband.
The ex-husband is working for her, Jen's family's business.
Yeah, they tried to have an intervention with her to get them back together, I think, at
some point. Because the family loves husband.
Yeah.
She does not love husband.
And they share a house, but she evacuates the dance floor when he's in town in the OC.
And I think that was Bronwynian as well.
And she stays with Ryan during that time. And it like gives the kids, like, they don't have to move houses.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she met Ryan at Cut Fitness. May she rest in peace.
Well, I mean, it is really
horny in there. Did you get the horny vibes when you were in there?
I got the horny vibes. Well, that's what I want to bring up is Alex and I were there a year ago, almost. Right? And it's crazy thinking how this was filmed.
A year ago.
Like, that feels like some people wait a lifetime. Some people live a lifetime.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily we got our hands in some cut before.
That's our hands in some cut dick.
No, some Cut Fitness t-shirts before they shut down. Yeah. Did we cover all the girls? Tamara, Heather.
We didn't really cover Tamara aside from the beginning scene.
Oh, yeah, Tamara. Okay. I hate seeing QAnon son in the family portrait.
I know. He was our freak of the week last week because of his shit about Pride. I mean, we'll see with Tamara. I think it's a good start.
I think I was hoping for Taylor Armstrong.
Yeah.
I think there is a Noella-shaped hole.
Sure. The thing about Tamara coming back, though, and the addition of Jen, though, is that it's good that we've got history embedded here.
Oh, yes.
So it's like we have all these flashbacks of like Tamara and Shannon's relationship. Then we've got Jen at Cut Fitness in 2008. And then we've got photos of
2018.
Jen. Yeah. Did I say 2008? Yeah. She was there during the financial crisis. And then we've got like photos of her and Gina because they go back and that kind of thing.
The fact that she test shot 5 years ago.
I know.
You have to think about it that way. You can't think of it like, oh, we have footage. Like, it's not like footage just like we come upon footage.
Yeah, sorry. I'll think about it that way next
time. No. I'm not yelling at you. I'm saying to listener, like, she tried to be on the show 5 years ago. Yes.
Who did we hire instead? Gina?
Good. We made the right choice.
Yeah, I wish we had Taylor. And then I do want to spend time talking about that last scene.
Oh, yoga.
yoga, and then we go to some like party or reception afterwards. Oh, this is the yoga retreat part of it. Yeah. So we go have like wine or whatever, and I was laughing my ass off when
the shot.
Yeah, when Tamara was talking to Emily and Gina about like the potential of confronting Shannon at some point, and Shannon is just in the background.
Well, she's wanders over looking for a sandwich, yeah. And then like it's got against the stark white background. Yeah.
And she's just standing there, and she's like, "Who? Me?" It's like, what's the like? Never mind. What's the meme about? Like, I bet you're wondering about how I got here. That's Shannon to me is the heart and soul mm-hmm. of like why I like OC, because nothing's ever too serious. It's like we can have a housewives show that's like kind of light and fun,
yeah,
and is like bringing like awkward but funny and drama, but like nothing's too deep, and we're just like in the OC, so it's always sunny.
Mm.
Yeah.
Much like Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly. I just like being back with my OC girls.
I know you are an OC fan, first and foremost.
Well, no, I would say I was Roni first and foremost.
Now you're like a ship lost at sea.
I know, truly.
Trying to like get to the docks.
I mean, I even like, speaking of ships, I even tried to see if below deck was my thing. Oh my
god, that's true. Wow, okay. We did it, kids. I can't stop crying. But we do still have a freak of the week in the Wonder Queen.
Who's our freak of the week, Dan?
Our freak of the week is, we learned very recently that Lisa Vanderpump is set to appear in a new Hulu reality series set at a French villa. This is from Hollywood Reporter. Okay, Lisa Vanderpump is continuing to expand her reality empire, this time with a new series for Disney-backed Hulu. Vanderpump Villa has been given a 10-episode order with a launch date yet to be announced. The reality series will follow a staff handpicked by the Bravo reality star and restaurateur at her luxury French villa, as they live and work together to navigate every extravagant desire of their well-to-do guests. Mm. So, at this point, Vanderpump has a show on Bravo, a show on E, a show on Peacock.
Well, E and Peacock no longer, those shows aren't on anymore.
Well, I mean, she's had a show on all those things. ABC, The Pooch Show, now Hulu. I'm most surprised that like she could have the Vanderpump villa, like the Vanderpump title name in the show.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I think the reason that this isn't on something on NBC like Bravo or Peacock is I think that Bravo and Peacock probably have like a first look deal with Lisa, where they can pass on it and she can then bring it somewhere else. And I think there's no rules anymore. I mean, like, we have the Umanskis on Netflix these days.
But for how did we pass, given the fact that Vanderpump is like the name on everyone's lips right now?
We passed because her other spinoffs didn't do well at all. And I mean, this one's, I guess, more similar to Vanderpump Rules, but like the magic, like she always is the first one to say that the magic of Vanderpump Rules was that like she passed the relationship chart to people. And like, we don't have those relationships at the villa yet. I'm thinking, I wonder if like she watched White Lotus and was like, there should be a reality version of White Lotus.
Well, you know what? It's probably like half White Lotus, half Below Deck.
Yeah, exactly. Upstairs, downstairs. Yeah. Down to Nappy.
Because like, I don't think it's going to be White Lotus with like same guests for 10 episodes.
Right, yeah.
It'll be like in and out.
Yeah, right? Of course. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so the reason it's the freak might be confusing, but it's like the question about how we're on Hulu instead of like Peacock or Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, how did this
sometimes
happen?
Sometimes we just want to put something in to Freak of the Week and we just have to like really get it in there in an interesting way.
And I think it's interesting. Okay. Our one true queen this week.
Yes.
And this is interesting.
This is the best news I've ever heard.
I think it's pretty much confirmed. Season 2 of US Traitors, all celebrities.
Thank God.
That's all I wanted. That's all.
He's quoting Siggy Flicker.
Well, I mean, sometimes you need to.
I wouldn't say that.
So I think, like, I haven't seen the UK. I know it's all civilians. I know everyone loves it. And it probably works in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I think what did not work with the US traders was that it was half up, half down.
Yeah, it was well-known people and then strangers.
And it was like, get the strangers off the TV. I'm not watching that.
Yeah, and the thing about a show like this, because it's not a show that I need to like really focus on, like it's fun while it's on and I'm like watching while it's on, but like I don't need to like remember these people's names and like that type of thing while I'm watching. It's so much easier if I like know everyone at least like a little bit when they come in, so that when I'm like making dinner or whatever while watching the show, I can like glance up and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, that's happening.
Okay, so we have one more request. Don't fucking drop all the episodes at once.
Yeah, week to week.
Or you'll be back to Freak of the Week.
Yeah.
And you'll be sorry. You'll have me activated as Lindsay Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
Brennan will be scared.
Yeah.
He'll sound the alarm.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll be.
Interesting tidbit. So I listen to Radio Andy, as I mentioned, all the time. And John Hill was kind of petitioning to be on the show. And like Andy was apparently talking to some of the producers of The Traitors. And I wonder, with this decision... And it was implied that, like, John Hill couldn't be on. And I wonder what this decision...
Why was it implied?
Like, they talked about, like, it's not going to happen or something on the show. Okay. No, but I mean, like, I wonder what this decision... Like, does that mean he doesn't fit in the celebrity bucket? Are you following me?
Oh, he wanted to go in as a civilian?
He just wanted to be on the show in general.
Yeah, okay.
And I wonder, like he might not qualify as celebrity.
Yeah, well, I mean... He was on Broadway. That's like semi-celebrity.
I know. And he's on the radio.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't think the celebrities that we had this past season, I don't see John Hill.
I think it's all reality celebrities.
Well, we had Ryan Lochte.
Reality celebrity.
I know.
No, but I think the headline when they announced whatever they just announced was reality stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't we do like a fantasy casting for like season two?
It's on our Patreon.
Oh my God.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Well, I mean, you also have like 300 episodes of something to listen to on Patreon too. Yeah. So.
I forgot to mention that I watched, this is a little bit of a tangent. I did try to watch Stars on Mars.
Oh, how did you find the time?
You think I have time? It's not... something that I'm going to pursue.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try this weekend, maybe.
The production to me just was like not something that I could follow. It's like a little too confusing. Garbage. I don't know. It's kind of garbage. I don't know. Right. But it's like we get to be with Portia and Adam Rippon and Tom Schwartz is there.
Okay. Maybe this weekend. Wow. Well, before that, head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything, including the Patreon, pre-show. We're talking about all sorts of things. Brennan's next chapter, of course.
Yeah, we're going to give you an update about my move every week until we die.
Well, I mean, Brennan is the first person who ever moved.
Exactly.
An iconic Drag Race episode.
Yes.
And more. Links to social. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Bye.
See
you next week. God bless, love us. Please retweet.
Bye. Did you forget?
Every other.
'Cause you come through, queen.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.